This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network.
Welcome back to The Happy Broadcast. I'm your host, Amy O'Dwyer. Let's get your week off to the right start and help you focus on the positive things happening in our world. If you love what we do here at The Happy Broadcast and want to help us spread this positivity even further, then support The Happy Broadcast and sign up to become a member of Headstuff Plus on headstuffpodcasts.com. Amsterdam bans fossil fuel ads from its metro system. The Amsterdam City Council has issued a ban on all ads that promote greenhouse gas intensive products. Starting from this week, ads promoting cheap flights or gas guzzling cars will be a thing of the past, with companies being given incentives to promote electric cars and renewable energy instead. This ban will impact the hundreds of large screen TV ads that play to 4 million weekly passengers that use the metro each week. It is hoped that it will pave the way for a more comprehensive ban across all public spaces in the Netherlands and beyond. The ban is part of a greater effort in Amsterdam to cut carbon dioxide emissions in the city by 55% by 2030. While Amsterdam is the first place to do this, the French Parliament is considering a similar ban, and activists in the UK, Sweden, Finland and Canada are pushing for one too. What an incredible step forward in the battle against climate change. Ethiopia aims to plant 20 billion trees by 2022. Ethiopian Prime Minister Abiy Ahmed is leading a campaign to plant 6 billion trees across the country this year. The trees will be planted as part of his Green Legacy project to promote ecotourism and combat the effects of climate change. The Green Legacy project will run until October 2021, and over 10 billion trees have already been planted in the first 2 years of the project. The overall aim of the project is to have planted 20 billion trees by the time it has concluded in 2022. The Ethiopian government also plans to send 1 billion seedlings to neighbouring countries to further encourage reforestation efforts across Africa. First women to be commemorated on US quarters in 2022. Dr. Sally Ride and Maya Angelou will be the first two women to be commemorated on US quarters. The US Mint recently announced a four-year plan called the American Women Quarters Program, which aims to celebrate women who have made significant contributions to the nation. The program expects to release 20 new quarters honouring women's accomplishments between 2022 and 2025. That's up to 5 new coins every 12 months. Dr. Ride was known as the first American woman in space, flying to space twice on NASA's space shuttle missions in 1983 and 1984. Maya Angelou was an author and civil rights activist who fought for human rights and black rights in America up until her death in 2014. These coins will be distributed from early 2022 and will be the first nationwide legal tender quarters to feature women since the US Mint was first set up in 1792. Let's hope plenty more women will be honoured in this way. And that's your positive news update. Our awesome person of the week this week is 10-year-old Tani Talua Tani Adewumi. Tani once lived in a homeless shelter when his family moved from Nigeria to New York City in 2017. Now he is one of the world's youngest chess masters. Tani practices chess for 10 or 11 hours every day after school, and to earn his title, he defeated 2 experts, a master, and an international master. But Tani's incredible achievements don't stop there, as he has recently published a book based on his journey and aims to become the world's youngest grandmaster. This show is part of the Head Stuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. And if you become a member of Head Stuff Plus, you'll not only be supporting The Happy Broadcast, but you'll get access to exclusive and bonus material not only from this show, but also from every show on the network. There are plenty of other great shows on our network that we think you might like. In fact, have a listen to A Taster of Dubland, hosted by the hilarious PJ Gallagher and Suzanne Kane.
Dubland Podcast is basically Suzanne Kane and PJ Gallagher. It is a podcast that is designed very much look at the negative side of things and tell you that it is okay to get up in the morning and live your day. Suzanne Kane, slightly crazy conservative lady and ultra-liberal lunatic headcase me, PJ Gallagher, doing our best to put a smile on your face.
It's a midlife. It is literally a midlife crisis podcast.
Start from next week, we'll have 10-15 minutes of extra bonus material that will be on the podcast every single week, which will be very focused instead of this usual sort of demented ranting.
Excuse me.
And you can sign up together on headstuffpodcast.com, where you'll find loads of other brilliant podcasts with all brilliant
bonus
topics
material,
and
apparently
loads of great bonus material that isn't us, but stick with us too. Thank you.
Colouring books are no longer just for kids. While the craze of adult colouring books has been ongoing for a while, studies have shown that they have a number of benefits beyond just being a fun way to spend a couple of hours, stopping the negative thoughts that can spiral out of control due to anxiety. So why not relive a small part of your childhood, break out some colouring pencils, and add a fun new hobby into your life? We love hearing your positive news too, and here's what's making you smile this week.
Hi, I'm Jose from Spain, and what makes me happy is hear the bird singing. So I try to do what I can to help ensure a good environmental quality so our birds can keep on living in our cities.
My name is Laura and I'm from New Zealand, but I live in London. And what makes me happy is when my boyfriend brings me cups of tea during the day, even though I don't ask him to.
This is Nemo from Serbia and my friends make me happy.
My name is Jason from Australia, and what makes me happy, there's two things. There's photography, because I love film photography. You can go out and take photos, and most of the time they're amazing, even if other people don't see it. And the other thing would have to be Disney films, because I know I'm an adult, but they make me so happy because it just shows no matter how much bad things they go through, there's always a happy outcome. People like it's fairy tales, it's made up. But a human sat there and animated that. They show the ugly side of humanity using a visual medium, art, and they show that it can always be good.
If you would like the chance to share your happy moments in our Community Voices segment, head to thehappybroadcast.com/podcast to send in your submission. Thanks for listening. We hope you enjoyed your weekly dose of positivity. Don't forget to hit subscribe so you never miss an episode, and tell your friends and family to help spread the good news. This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network. If you'd like to support the show and get lots of exclusive bonus content, then go to headstuffpodcasts.com. The Happy Broadcast is on Instagram and at thehappybroadcast.com. Before I go, this is your weekly reminder to breathe. Breathe in, 2, 3, 4, hold, 2, 3, 4, and out, 2, 3, 4. Join us next time for more anxiety-free news. This show is part of the Headstuff Podcast Network, a hub for the creative and the curious. Shows are produced in association with Headstuff and the Podcast Studios Dublin. Find out more or become a member at headstuffpodcasts.com.